today.
Texts and Twitters to keep criminals away. It's happening here in this country, baby. As much as I can criticize texting while you're driving, which I think is atrocious, there is a good reason to text 911, and it's happening in Iowa. We got the details on that. And Twitter actually being used to prevent crime. How about that? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But where we start is with health care. Paid un-American Nazis. That's what protesters have been described as across this great land. It's crazy. And there's been massive backlash to Congress. Shouting, tempers flaring, arrests, protests. People are so furious that they decided not to sit on their hands, and they're acting. The AARP comes out today, and they say they're not backing the health bill, that it's incorrect what's being said, and of course they're facing a firestorm as people are canceling their memberships right and left. So the boos, the jeers, and the lawmakers out there in full force trying to defend the Democratic health reform platform or plan, it's just not working. There was one spot where people applauded all the way through. You didn't hear any boos. There wasn't any yelling. There wasn't any problem whatsoever. And it was Obama's visit to New Hampshire. That's it. So we'll be talking about that, obviously, as we have been here on ATN. It goes back to the same thing. The more I investigate this, the more I talk to people, the more I still really, I'm not getting the answers that we want to know. And the answers are about the costs and about, will your insurance change? And even though there are these guarantees that the insurance won't change, there really isn't a way to do that, because how can you guarantee that if you flip healthcare reform, then companies, some of them might have to switch. And you know, when you get that pamphlet full of doctors, if your doctor's not in it, it means you can't go to your doctor because your insurance isn't accepted by that doctor. And that's only if it's not the single payer solution thing that's being thrown about. I'll pick that up later on. A couple of quick things right from the start. We're not stopping anything. We're starting things. JFK's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, dead at the age of 88. We told you the other day that it was pretty critical. And politics aside with the Kennedys and your thoughts on any of the Kennedys, this woman was really a tremendous woman. She did nothing but serve people her entire life. I read something the other day, because I always think of her, of course, as Special Olympics, but it's more than Special Olympics. I mean, her entire career has been about, and of course she came from a wealthy family, not taking salaries and giving back to people. She really embodied that. And she organized the first Special Olympics in 1968 in Chicago. And you think of where Special Olympics is now. Have you ever been to one of those events? Oh, I have. Just really tremendous what Special Olympics has become for so many families. So it starts in the 60s. That very first one, it was 2 days. So about 1,000 people that participated in it from 26 states and even Canada. And she really believed that this could make a difference in a lot of people's lives, and surely it has. It's just incredible how far that organization has come over the years, and how it has changed so many people's lives, as I said, with all kinds of different things that they're dealing with. So Eunice Kennedy Shriver, dead at 88, she definitely embodied the love and service to her fellow human beings. There is a lesson in that. It doesn't matter if you're from a wealthy family. It doesn't matter if you're poor. There is always something you can do to help your neighbor, to help the guy down the street, to help somebody else far away when you're called upon, certainly. Here's another thing that's happened. And I haven't talked about this story too much. I talked to somebody in Florida today, actually, about this. I think you might know where I'm going. You know, the sad story about the couple that also very giving people adopt so many kids, brutally murdered. And who would have thought that this was seven people that went after Bird and Melanie Billings? Seven people. They were practicing how they were going to rip them off. I think they must have thought they had a ton of money in their safes. I don't know. But what happened was there was a safe in their home, and it had about $164,000 in it. So were they shot to death for a couple hundred thousand dollars? It happened, remember, the beginning of July, and surveillance cameras got the men that were dressed as ninjas and wearing the black mask entering the big house. It was kind of a sprawling house. They stole one safe, and then they left within 4 minutes, right? And the kids, some of the kids were in the house at the time, but the second safe wasn't even stolen, and it had the money. No drugs, guns, or anything else was taken. Nothing else was taken in that house. So the thought was they were looking for the second safe, and the one that they took out had nothing of value in it. And I guess that there were rumors, and this is probably what led to those idiots deciding to conjure up this plan. There were rumors that there was about $12 million in the house the night of the murders. But none of that was true. I mean, even the $164,000, there was jewelry and legal things in the safe, but that's it. So, and that money was just there for the family's business in case they needed it. They had a financial services thing, and it was next to a used car lot that they owned, apparently. Just an awful thing. So a grand jury indicts seven men in the case on two counts each of first-degree murder, one count of home invasion robbery. I think this is, whenever you hear about things like this, you might be talking about one or two people, but seven people. And here's the thing, and this is why I bring it up right from the top on America Tonight. And I know I'll get mail about this, and this is cool. But I am definitely an advocate for the death penalty. And one thing I liked about Bush as governor, when he was governor of Texas, it was the try-em and fry-em state. So the indictments now give the state attorney the option of going after the death penalty against the man suspected of being the trigger guy and the six co-defendants, too. So do you think a jury would give every single one of those men the death penalty? And do you think the state attorney should go after the death penalty? I say yes, because here you had two people who had four of their own children and 13 adopted kids, nine in the house and in other parts, nine were home and in other parts of the house during that home ripoff, right? So what they did and how they reached out to people, they definitely did not deserve to have their life snuffed out that way. And I, as I said, am a definite supporter of the death penalty for heinous crimes like this. They got them cold. Present the evidence. I hope they nail it shut. 800-259-5791, a Meteor Show. Have you seen it? We'll talk about it next.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
What a disappointment in the skies of Dallas, Texas so far. The Perseid meteor show is nothing right now, just a dark sky. We do have a half moon. It's not a super bright moon, but I haven't seen anything at this point. In northern Greece, of course, they saw incredible amounts of debris. It looked like debris from the Swift-Tuttle comet. And this happens mid-August. So for northern hemisphere observers, August is usually regarded as meteor month anyway. And the best displays hit the peak about mid-month. The shooting stars is that reward when you're looking up in the sky. I haven't been rewarded yet. See, that's the problem. Probably most places where you're listening to me across the United States, you might have a bright moon. So moon rise, by the way, August 11th, about 10:20 p.m., August 12th, 10:50 p.m. Then the moon hovers below and to the left of the great square of Pegasus, they say, and not all that far from the constellation Perseus, and that's where the meteors appear. That's how you get the name Perseid. That's probably the most that I've ever talked about any kind of a meteor or star in my life. But I think it's pretty cool. I happen to see the pictures from Greece. And as much as we're talking about such heavy, heavy, rough things that are happening in the United States, important things, it's good to get some of the lighter fare in there too, I think, right? Because we all don't want to live in a hole somewhere and think that the sky literally is going to fall on us tomorrow. There are some cool things happening, and this is one of them. It's been pretty active, I guess, and it started forming around mid-July. So that's usually when you get the shower. and this happens every year, but it does depend on the moon whether or not you're getting that great meteor show. If you are, please call us, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791, because I want to hear where you are and what the view is like. And maybe, you know, hey, in Greece they got it, and in other parts of the world they are seeing it, because, like I said, I've seen some of the pictures. But maybe it's just that we're all suffering the same thing, the blockage by the moon. That could be what the big problem is. All right, speaking of problems, I just mentioned the sad story about that couple in Florida brutally murdered for no reason, and all because there was this rumor about money. So they thought there was a lot of money in the house, and there wasn't. So even if they had gotten that second safe, they would have only gotten $164 plus some jewels and papers and whatnot. Did they have to murder those people? So they're dressed like ninjas. They're completely covered up. They're surveillance cameras anyway, and they got them on the cameras. But why murder them? Could they have not tied them up or done something else? I mean, they shouldn't have done anything. And what a sick, twisted deal for a couple that really gave back to a lot of people in that community, and obviously with all the adoptions and everything else. And I hope that that state attorney has the sense to go after them with the death penalty, because this is just a senseless crime. There was no reason for them to leave the planet at this time. And I hear that they're going to have flak jackets on anytime they're going back into that courtroom, because people are just so upset about this. And I'll tell you, the only thing is, thank goodness, they didn't kill any of those kids, because you had kids that were in the house at the time all over the place. And that, luckily, that didn't happen. Now, how did this all start? They think what happened was, because they found the stolen safe in the backyard of a house that a woman had rented to one of the suspects. So, and this woman, by the way, is charged as an accomplice, and she had an antique shop, and perhaps, I don't know the full story, but I hear that she might have been the one that was talking about how much money these people had. And if that's the case, that's how it started to get, you know, started to go. And then one night, somehow they all are kind of hooking up and come up with the plan to go after this couple, because they're going to get so much money and they're just going to skedaddle. And of course, it was completely a blunder and ended up with both of them dying. But I think it's fair that they should get the death penalty. A couple of you have emailed me on it. And if you have any thoughts on the death penalty in general, whether you think it's useless, it's a deterrent, or it's something that does represent an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth in this land, you can send me that email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. See, always to me, I thought what the death penalty was supposed to do is give some sort of relief to the victims of whatever the crimes were, the families, etc., and does represent an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I know there's another side argument to this, and of course, God forbid that there would be people who would be tried, convicted, given the death penalty, and then die. And there have been problems like anything else, which is why the brakes were put on the death penalty in so many areas for so long. But I think in the case of a particularly gruesome, unjustified, heinous crime, that this is exactly what the death penalty is all about. And if there is ever, with these seven, if there was ever a time to pull the trigger, so to speak, on the DP, this is definitely the time to do it. Because there's been talk, a lot of people are critical of it, there's been talk that the death penalty should just, period, end of story, go away. That who has the right to play God, as somebody once wrote in an email to me. Why should any court of law or any jury feel like they have the right to do that? And I disagree. I think this is the perfect example of it. All right, speaking of being held hostage in a different way, President Obama, as you heard when we played Obama's response, if you were listening to ATN then. We played Obama's response to what's happening in these town hall meetings. One of the things that he's saying is that America, we have to make a change because America is being held hostage by insurance companies. And, of course, the insurance companies are countering back. And we know that insurance companies are making big bucks, and we know that some of the costs are ridiculous, and we know that people are going bankrupt with ridiculous, sometimes ridiculous tests that are being ordered, procedures that maybe they don't necessarily need. We could talk about prevention versus being unhealthy and then it leading to gallbladder surgeries and all these other things. But, you know, the bottom line is all we're hearing so far, I mean, rejecting rumors that the health care bill passed by the House committee is, you know, including this death panels to determine if senior citizens get treatment. All that we're hearing with this health care reform is we don't want the status quo and people can't afford it and all this other sort of stuff. And don't worry, your taxes won't go up and we won't cut Medicare benefits. But I don't see how there can be this guarantee when there, first of all, is nothing solidly in writing. In fact, some of the committees stayed around to continue to meet. And here's the option. Do you feel like you're being held hostage, first of all, by your insurance company? And would you, I mean, be honest about this, would you rather have a government-funded public health insurance option that would compete against the private insurers because many think it would hold the rates down? Do you think, I mean, honestly, do you think that this would work? It is a government takeover of healthcare, though. Make no mistake about it. Because how could the private companies compete with a government-funded plan? I just don't see how they could. If somebody out there thinks it's possible, please inform me. Let me know. So here's what happened across the land. At Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter had a morning event in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. People were furious. They made emotional statements. They, you know, just completely booed and jeered and everything else. And, of course, one man shouted shouted something out and was shoved by another. So ultimately the senator had to intervene. There were disruptions. The same thing happened in Missouri. Senator Claire McCaskill was hearing arguments at her meeting outside of St. Louis, and she kept the meeting running, even though there were shouts and boos and all that other sort of stuff. You know, I think that bravo to the people. Even if they are at times a little ill-advised with the constant yelling, it's because they've had it. It's because they haven't been informed of truly what this is. There's all these new twists and turns every single day. What do you say, America? Are you being held hostage by the insurance companies? 800-259-5791.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
So how about it, America? What, if anything, do you think should really be done about health care? And is the president right? Are we being held hostage by insurance companies? 800-259-5791. Coming up, going to talk about the swine flu, Costa Rica, with almost 800 cases of it, including their president. Everybody talking about the vaccination and some of the things that are being said about this vaccination for the H1N1 swine flu. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. You know that I tried sitting here on my hands and keep my mouth shut. And when we talk about this health plan, it really just, man, it just eats away at me. I mean, it kills me when I don't want the government ever trying to figure out what's best for me. They've tried to figure out Social Security. They screwed that up. They screwed up Medicare. They've screwed up everything they touch. You get where I'm coming from?
Oh, no, I agree. I'm all about small government, baby. You know that.
And you know, 1,018 pages. You got these morons, or these tools, saying, oh, well, my people are reading. I didn't elect their people. I didn't elect them to a half-assed job. I elect them to do the right job when I vote my people in. And that's how I feel about it. I read some of the pages earlier today, and I'm bound to determine I'm going to do the full 1,018. But as I read a few, you know, nobody told us, and I don't think it's ever been informed to me or you or anybody else. I don't think the president or Nancy Pelosi or any of them said that this was going to cover illegal immigrants. Did they tell you that? I don't remember that part. And I think it's on page 28, if I remember right. It's in there, I promise you.
It's in
illegal
there.
Illegal immigrants. It does not, they never told us that they wanted access to our bank accounts for electronic fund transfers. That's in there.
Right.
These are things that are actually in there. And which is alarming to me. You know, they tell the 46 million, but really when you break it down to the young people that don't want it and the 14 million immigrants, there's not 46 million people in this country without insurance.
No, but how many illegal immigrants are there? Yes.
Exactly. With illegal immigrants, there is. So my point is why are they, you know, they're not going to read the 1,018 pages. They have no intention on it. And it's like you said last week or the week before, who in the hell goes and signs a loan without looking at your whole mortgage to see what you're reading out every fine print there is? And these are the people we elected in office. You can go to the town hall meetings, you can raise hell, but I'm telling you, when it comes to their pork barrel spending on back to their community, that senator or that congressman will take every chance of being voted out next time to make sure that that area gets that money, that pork barrel, and that earmark, which I just heard the president say the other day, he signed a stimulus in and with no earmarks, no pork barrel. I don't know who, I don't know what he thinks he's smoking to get by with his crap. But the point is they're going to do it anyway. So when people go to the booths November next year and 2 years later, they vote them out and take care of the problem right then.
Yeah, I think it's outrageous the things that, and you brought up some good points. I think it's outrageous the things that are stuck in this bill, and that's what you do. The thing to do is remember who's behind this, and if it gets rammed down our throats, then you know the way to vote the next time around. And you brought up such a great point in linking to our bank accounts. Man, I want nothing to do with that, Stu.
Oh, I don't want the government in my pocket, let alone in my paycheck, let alone in my bank account.
Right,
but,
I agree.
Know, I was my ex-wife, and another thing in there, now this is the greatest. You know, Obama is just, he's so pro-union, he's so pro-Acorn, and also in that bill it says that as taxpayers, we will be subsidizing union retirees' health care benefits along with community organizers. I have to get all the pay. I mean, I just have to write down every page, and I'll email it to you so you can go to the paragraph. It is unbelievable.
I know.
The crap
I know.
Cramming down our throats. And they're trying to hide it in a little line here and a little line there, and it sounds good. But when you go through the pages, man, it's unbelievable. It's sad, really.
Right. Right. I agree with you. And I'm doing the same thing. And like you said, it's 1,000 pages. So who has read it? Nobody has read it. Not the talk show hosts, not the people who listen to the talk show, but more importantly,
exactly.
Not the reporters, but more importantly, not the people who are elected themselves, because none of us could get through all the pages. Like you said, you have to squirrel your way through it. I went through it frantically trying to find whether or not we were going to save any money, because they keep saying that it's going to cut costs, and I never saw that anywhere.
I think one report I heard was it was going to be $1 trillion. It was going to be $1 trillion or something to spend $2 billion. The actual cost it'll say, you know, save is $2 billion, but it'll cost us $1 trillion over 10 years. So really, we go deeper in the hole. You know, I don't know. Like I said, it aggravates me so bad. And you know, it's politics. And I heard Obama today. New Hampshire keeps saying he's not for the single payer system. He never has been for the single payer system. It would destroy this country. But if you go back into some of his earlier speeches, he was for the single payer system. It's the best thing this country can get. And he switches. So, I mean, it seems like pretty much so far everything he said, he's totally contradicted himself. Always
yeah, I agree.
Contradicted himself.
Yeah.
And it shows people that we really, you know, we without a doubt voted in a liberal Democrat, and of course, I love saying it, what's the Democrat's mascot but a jackass? So, we voted in the king of the jackasses now. We can say that. We can be politically correct. Because a jackass is a Democrat. Is not, well, that's a Democrat, too. But it's also a donkey. Am I right?
You're right. You're correct.
Is,
and we're,
is that their mascot?
And that's the mascot.
So
the elephant is the Republican.
Our president's a jackass. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to
I love
sure
it,
you know
too.
That. Thank you, Kate.
All right, you take care out there. Watch out for those meteors that are flying through the sky. And it's like Stu said, so obviously he's going through it, too. And I encourage anyone to go through it. It's, you can find it all over the place. But you'll never get through the 1,000 pages because, as Stu mentioned, you keep stumbling on various things that are buried in a lot of rhetoric that you have to pull out. By the way, speaking of rhetoric, one of the things that Obama said, he said one of the allies in the healthcare debate has been AARP, but AARP is saying they didn't say that, that they didn't, they're not endorsing this pending legislation. Of course, they're sensitive to it because Medicare beneficiaries are worried that their health care program is going to be cut to subsidize coverage for people who aren't insured. So he's repeated it again. We have AARP on board. He said that in New Hampshire because they know this is a good deal for our seniors. He threw this in, too. He said AARP would not be endorsing a bill if it was undermining Medicare, but it's not true. AARP is not backing the current legislation, the bill that reduces Medicare benefits. Man, they got to get their stories straight about who's on board and who's not. Tomas is on deck. He's with us now from Michigan. Hello.
All right. You know, you should get Stu to, like, put on your blog or something, you know, his little discoveries there, you know, on what page. So we don't have to read the 1,019 pages. We can make it like put a little donation button to Stu, you know?
That's right. Or we could just split it up. All of us can take a section because we can, just like the senators are doing. They're not even reading it. They're just letting their 23-year-old aides read it.
Yeah, so, you know, now we know who to bribe. Not the senator. We just find out, you know, who works for the senator and then bribe them.
Exactly.
That's the way to go. You know, you ask me if I fear my insurance companies. I fear the government that makes me have insurance companies. Remember when we said we had all these insurances and we have to have car insurance and you have to have house insurance? It's the government who mandates that, not the insurance company. They don't.
That's insurance, right. Company,
you know, doesn't have to make me. They don't even have to advertise Harley, you know. So it's the government really that I dislike making me do these things. You know, buy insurance. When you're paying for insurance on yourself, it's like you're hoping for good luck or something. It's not a very confident way to live. You were asking something else about what company?
What would you,
if you had like single payer, what
right
competes good with the government?
Right,
and I would say there are some. I think FedEx competes very well with the post office and things like that. I think it's possible to do things more efficiently than the government. And I bet you that we would find a way. But the thing is, if government is mean-spirited, then they will pass regulations to make it tougher for you to do that. You know, let's say if government had media, the only media would be, government media, and you had to compete with that. You could probably do it cheaper, you know, but then the government would say, well, you know, okay, you have to have a bisexual and a Puerto Rican, and you have to have, this and that and all these regulations, and it would make it tougher for you. So, that's a problem there.
Right, absolutely. I understand your comparison. Thanks, Tomas. It's like the Fairness Doctrine. We were all afraid for the Fairness Doctrine because that would have changed the face of radio, certainly. And now a lot of these congressmen and senators are seeing the power, actually, of radio and the people. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
So there was a protester named William Kostrick who brought a gun to President Obama's healthcare town hall in New Hampshire. You're listening to America Tonight, Power to the People, by the way, including Kostrick, but he freaked a lot of people out. He was wearing a legal handgun. It was strapped to his leg, and he was holding a sign that said a Jefferson quote, actually one that I like. "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." So anyway, he was a guest on Chris Matthews' Hardball show, and Matthews, who that's what he's known for, Hardball, hello, was to try to get something out of him, and man, what a heated segment that became. And he asked him, obviously, the question about bringing the gun. Here's a little slice of Kostrick.
I came to the meeting to be heard. I wanted people to remember the rights that we have and how quickly we're losing them in this country. There are a litany of them. It doesn't Take a genius to see we're traveling down a road at breakneck speed that's towards tyranny, away from liberty, and that has much to do with excessive taxation. One party wants to take our money and bail out corporations. The other one wants to take our money and bail out welfare cases. Neither party wants to listen to the people who believe that they own their property and what we earn is Ron Paul. I think he's a great speaker. I'm surprised that he calls himself a constitutional scholar. Wow, who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm? Well, here in New Hampshire, and the history is that our forefathers fought for the right to keep and bear armed, and they believe
that
every person
that.
Should be armed. The question is, why don't people bear arms these days? The sign didn't say anything about blood. It's time to water the tree of liberty. It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Now, the rest of the line is for people to look up. It's not a soundbite. They need to understand the context. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots. No, I don't think people should worry about me. I'll tell you this, Chris. We just started new history. I was there today.
Oh, you started new history.
There was a peaceful rally. No one was injured.
Okay.
No one on our side was alarmed. People in New Hampshire are used to seeing firearms. No one from New Hampshire was alarmed. Maybe some of the people they bust in from Massachusetts were alarmed, but we're not really concerned about them. You know, they already have their health care scheme and their socialism going in their state. They should probably keep it over there. Well, it's like this is, you know, out of the blue and all of a sudden it's at stake. This has been an ongoing process.
Okay.
This has been an ongoing process since it was said, what type of government have you given us, a republic, if you can keep it? People have not been vigilant. We're going down the tubes. Where did we go wrong? I'd start with the Federal Reserve Bank. The income tax originally, my understanding is, was instituted as a voluntary victory tax. I don't know about that. I live in New Hampshire. I open carry many places. As I said, people come up, they talk to you. People here are pretty used to it. We're not in New York. We're not in Los Angeles. It's not like people hit the deck when you walk past. Sometimes when people are mired in their position, you can try to pull them out of it a little bit. But sometimes if you show the other end of it, you can pull them a little bit in your direction. Clearly, I'm not advocating violence. Clearly, no violence took place today. I'm advocating an informed society, an armed society, a polite society. That's all there is to it. John Lott has a great study, University of Chicago, More Guns, Less Crime. People should read it. For me, a firearm is a defensive tool. It's just another point. If you don't exercise your rights, you will lose them.
All right, so you can see there, and of course, some of the Chris Matthews parts, obviously, Donovan did a great job in getting Chris out of it. It was his show, Hardball, but he had a hard time. I watched that interview trying to get a word in edgewise. What's interesting is he brings the weapon to the political rally, right? The president's there, and what's going on with the Secret Service? That's number one, because usually there's such an incredible screening process that you have to go through. So as an aside, I just wondered about that. And of course, New Hampshire, as we know, it's the Kostrick especially is one of the guys from the Free State Project. If you go to freestateproject.org, you'll read more about them. And they are trying to get more people to move to New Hampshire because, and it's what they're calling it, the freest state in the nation. It's, you know, let's get the maximum role of civil government going is the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's what they're hoping to do, create this new society. So it's curious, first of all, that nothing happened there because here he was and the president was there. And, of course, as he said, and I believe him, he was trying to make the point about New Hampshire and the gun and all that sort of stuff, you know, that he agrees with me that I think, and he pointed out to the Lott study that it's true. If you look at the statistics, people think that, my gosh, if everybody has guns, will be like vigilantism in the old Wild West, and people will be dying right and left, and it'll be just awful. But in fact, the study proves out that it's just the opposite effect of that. So he made the point that was what he was trying to say, and that's why I'm here with this. But isn't it wild that he gets to the town hall meeting, and you got to figure that somebody's had roles in the Secret Service, because they couldn't have, they could not have liked that. I brought up the thing about the swine flu. I'm going to switch gears for a second here because I don't want to drop the ball on this. And I love this guy. If there was, you know, when Ron Paul was running, I thought, man, he had really an extremist following and then really sensible people following Ron Paul. The extremist groups that followed Paul, I think, hurt his campaign. But nevertheless, some of what Paul had to say made complete sense. I mean, complete sense. I am, like I said, a very big fan of Ron Paul's. And one of the things that he's talked about with the swine flu, and remember the vaccination program in 76, it wasn't the swine flu that killed the people, but it was the vaccine. So, of course, there's the concern because now they're doing these experiments with the vaccine and trying to prove out that it's okay and safe and all that other sort of stuff. But what's happened, and Paul has made this point several times in interviews that he's been on, what's really the deal with this pandemic? And was the World Health Organization, were they premature in declaring a pandemic, which forced a lot of people to buy up flu vaccines, right? So if you follow the bouncing ball, by buying up the vaccines, how much money do you think that that pumps into some of these pharmaceutical companies? And the answer is that you're going to have about $8 billion that's going to be spent. And this is for, as he says, and I agree, and I've said this on the air before, and some people have disagreed with me, and that's, like I say, you can always call and disagree with me, what is really a potential pandemic flu. And now you're going to have these mandatory vaccinations. And what are the vaccinations for? Do we really have a pandemic? Or is it more of a premature calling of a pandemic by the World Health Organization? I think he makes an excellent, excellent point about that. And this came out the other day. I think it was on Fox or somewhere where I was watching one of the shows. The Pentagon is planning to have military troops, if they're needed, right, to help FEMA respond to a flu outbreak. And then the defense secretary is preparing as well to sign an order that will let the military set up teams to help FEMA. And I'm thinking about some of the movies I've seen recently where we've talked about quarantines, and of course if something got out of control that would be necessary. Well, then it's different if you're talking about like the Black Plague. So once this whole thing comes together, you have the strain of flu right now, which has mild symptoms. We've had a couple of different doctors on the show talking about this. And in fact, we're going to have another one on next week who has a lot to say about the swine flu and has testified a bunch before Congress. So you've got this effort for this pandemic in place. And essentially, how should we react as citizens? Should we be worried about this? Is this another one of these things that is this more fear-mongering when it comes to the flu? Is it warranted? Is this a potentially devastating plague? Or is it more hyperbole than anything else? Something to think about. I'm going to leave you with this one. Something that I found today that I thought was actually pretty interesting. And it has to do with writing to congressmen. Better to write than to end up dead. Anonymous. It was posted all over Facebook.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.